This is Success in the New Retirement with Damon Roberts and Matt Deaton.
At heart, Matt and I have always been educators. And so it's creating that educational environment where our clients can understand enough to say, okay, I understand why we are making the changes that we're doing and how the portfolios are going to be adjusted as the market changes.
The team at Acute Wealth Advisors want to help you find answers to prepare for and enjoy your retirement. It's about solutions.
I think sometimes financial advisors are trying to talk at such a high level that the people they're talking to aren't really understanding exactly what they're trying to do. So again, Damon and I, we try to break that down and say, okay, let's start with the basics. Let's figure out what income do you need to be able to replace your paycheck and feel comfortable in retirement.
Retirement has changed, but the goals remain the same. This is Success in the New Retirement with Damon Roberts and Matt Deaton.
And it's all powered by Acute Wealth Advisors. Coming up this weekend, 35% of adults get it right. What is it that everybody else is missing? And what a parrot head can teach us about legacy planning. 480-680-6868. Always online. SuccessInTheNewRetirement.com. My name is Mark Owens. Damon Roberts, Matt Deaton. How y'all doing this weekend?
Well, you know, I recovered from the storm at the ASU football game. I only made it through halftime. But heading out after the show here to go, hopefully ASU can perform against Oklahoma State. So that'll be fun.
So are you excited? Like, the excitement of college football is back, and we're all three big college football fans too. But for you, Matt, I just kind of hear in your voice is like, yeah, okay, I'll go to the game. Yeah, go
well,
see what happens.
ASU's not supposed to be dominant this year, right? So this is a rebuild year for sure. You know, you could be excited about what potentially could be the future, but I have a couple buddies. They were mad because ASU, you know, volunteered to not go to a bowl game this year because of kind of, you know, some of the stuff that happened in the past. And they're like, what if this was the year that we went to the Rose Bowl? And I'm like,
come on.
Yeah, right. What if you get four or five wins, you know? And it's just like, come on, guys. Like, they were mad.
Why didn't we do it last year?
Right. I'm like, it's not going
to
matter.
Matt, you are diehard unless it starts raining. But other than that, you are all in.
No, I am. So when that storm came through, I stayed. But there was so much lightning. And you look at the forecast, and the rule was, if there was lightning within 8 miles of the stadium, you had to wait 30 minutes until there was no strikes.
Yep.
And the moment you had a strike, the clock restarts. And I'm just like, this could go on till 11 or 12 at night. And again, they didn't even start playing until 11:30. By that time, I was back home in my bed. It was nice. And my buddies at State got to watch ASU kick a field goal and hang on for a win. And they said it was the worst football they had seen in a long time. And they wished they hadn't stayed. But, you know, it is what it is. But when was the last time you had a football game delayed by, you know, lightning and dust?
I could say we've never had a dust delay in Athens, Georgia. Plenty of rain delays. But we've got more important things to talk about here on Success in the New Retirement. 480-680-6868. SuccessInTheNewRetirement.com. And, you know, gentlemen, I saw a stat from the AP that was a little surprising. It said only 35% of adults take advantage of using a financial advisor. And I felt like that was shockingly low. And I want to get your opinion. Why is that? Why such a small number of adults take advantage of someone that can help build a retirement portfolio? Is it intimidation? Is it embarrassment? Is it lazy? What says you?
Statistics are, you can manipulate in a lot of different ways. I was doing a workshop this week for a nonprofit talking about longevity. And for somebody, you know, that was born in 1955, 56, you know, their average life expectancy is only mid-70s right now. And I talked to them and I said, you know, that includes every single person that died as a baby and as a teenager and everything else. If we take the outliers out, right, if you remember back to your statistics classes, and you just look at those over 60, then the average life expectancy goes way up. And that's really what you should be looking at. And as I look at this number, what I think is that this also includes everybody who's just starting to invest in their 401ks and, you know, in their 20s and 30s. And in a lot of cases, at that stage of your life, having an advisor, you know, you're not really thinking of, you're just barely saving, right? You're just starting to put in there. But I think as people get to this stage of life, the area that we focus on here at Acute Wealth Advisors is those 55 and older who are getting ready for retirement. I think then people start to realize, oh my gosh, it's crunch time. I really have, you know, 10, 15 years to build this portfolio and become efficient so that I can create income for 20, 25 years of you know, in retirement that's going to be sustainable, that's going to allow me to go to the football games I want to go to, travel to see the grandkids, whatever it is, and not having an advisor at this stage of life, I think would be very detrimental, because all the studies show that it's going to improve your overall performance, tax efficiency, and everything else. And so that's where, you know, Matt and I come in, and we've developed our business and our strategies all around helping people get to retirement, move into retirement, and stay retired in every aspect. And so that's, you know, I think if you're out there and you're at this stage of your life and you are one of these that does not have an advisor, a retirement advisor, you're probably missing a lot of things, and you're having to go four or five different places to get anything done, and none of your pieces are working together. And likely you're going to run into some major pitfalls as you move into retirement and life happens. You're going to run into, wow, I'm paying a lot more in taxes than I expected, or, you know, gosh, I don't know if my income is sustainable, or, you know, I took way too much of a loss in 2022 than I expected, and now I'm feeling like I can't retire. So all these different things is where a good retirement focused advisor can really help you build out and understand and put in context, when should I take my Social Security, and what are my top three strategies for doing that? What about tax efficiency? How can I create tax efficiency and tax diversification so that I stay in low tax brackets throughout retirement? How do I build out my portfolio so that I have good diversification and I can provide income that's sustainable and I don't have to change my lifestyle if the market doesn't cooperate with me? And what about Medicare? And what about this? And what about that? And how about the estate planning? Those are the things that we've developed a team to help our clients really understand and put together a plan that seamlessly works together. So maybe you have an advisor and you want a second opinion. Maybe your advisor isn't as comprehensive and not looking at all of the retirement things that you're doing, is only just doing your finances. Or maybe you're one of these that doesn't have a plan or an advisor. Give us a call. Come in and sit down with us. You'll meet with either Matt or I personally, and we'll take the time to understand your situation and then help you implement plans by first educating you and helping you understand where you sit, so that then you'll know, here's where I need to be going and here's how I get there. You can do that by calling us at 480-680-6868. That's 480-680-6868, or reach us at successinthenewretirement.com.
And we do have a team member standing by right now to talk to you. And Matt, have you talked to people that are almost ashamed about giving you a call because maybe they've made some financial mistakes in their past and they're almost a little embarrassed about what you might find?
You know, I think there's sometimes that's the case. You know, one of the spouses has been in charge of the finances and they feel a lot of pressure, and then, you know, things aren't working out like they wanted, and so they want some help, but they didn't, you know, don't know how to either go to their spouse or come to an advisor. But I think one of the big things that people struggle with is just, who do you trust? You know, you hear so many things of, oh, you have this Bernie Madoff situation and this advisor did this, and, you know, is this advisor a fiduciary and do they really look out for me? And, you know, am I going to understand what they're wanting me to do, or am I going to get pressured into something? I think that's a huge part of it, because people want to work with someone that they feel like is on their team, that they can trust, that has their best interests in mind, that's working towards the goals that they have. As a fiduciary, Damon and I, one of the things that we really focus on is we want clients to understand what they're doing. And the way we describe it to them is we say, look, if you go to a doctor and he says, hey, you need to have this surgery, again, you would expect that before you said, yeah, I'm going to do the surgery, you'd want to ask some questions and have some understanding around, well, why do I need this? What are the risks? What happens if I don't do the surgery? What's the recovery like? You know, what's the prognosis? All of that. You would ask those type of questions. And you would expect to have pretty good answers to those and have a good understanding before you said, okay, I'm going to have this surgery done. Now, the nitty-gritty of how the doctor actually performs the surgery and how they do the anesthesia and how they put you under and how they cut you open and how they sew you back up, all that stuff, you know, that doctor went to years and years of training and has lots of experience, and you're trusting that doctor to do a good job. That's the same way with a financial advisor. Is a financial advisor should be able to explain to you in simple ways what you need to do, help you understand the issues that you're trying to solve for, understand what are the solutions, what are the options out there, what are the pros and cons of those options, so that you can make an educated decision. Now, the nitty-gritty, the day-to-day stuff, the more technical stuff, again, that's why you're hiring a financial professional to handle that type of stuff. Maybe you don't want to understand all of that in that detail. but you should have a good understanding. And so I feel like Damon and I, one of our goals when we're sitting down with someone is that they have a good understanding of why they are purchasing or why they are investing or why they are doing this or why they are doing that. And I find a lot of people that come in that have financial plans or have investments, and they don't know why they have those investments, and they don't have a good understanding, which means the other advisor didn't take the time, or they haven't met with that advisor and there hasn't been communication to be able to answer additional questions that have come up after making the original investment. And I think that's the flaw. I think that's where people say, man, if I could just find someone that could help me understand this stuff, help me kind of make better decisions, help me to feel a little bit more empowered in the decision-making process. I think that's one of the keys for someone to, number one, believe in the financial plan that they have and have a good partnership with their financial advisor. And I feel like we do a good job at that. I get feedback from clients all the time. One of the things that we strive to do is, you know, weekly or monthly and quarterly updates. And I can't tell you how many times I get a text message or an email or a phone call that just says, hey, thank you so much for the update. I learned a lot. I answered all my questions. I feel confident about what we're doing, you know, whatever. And so I think communication, I think building that trust, I think taking the time to educate, those are the steps, and that's the foundation that builds a good relationship with a financial advisor. And so if you don't have that, give us a call, 480-680-6868. We'd love to sit down with you, help build that foundation, help create that channel of communication so that we can build a financial plan that you're a part of and that you are invested in and that we have success because you're working towards the same goals that we're trying to get you to.
The team wants to build that plan for you or take a look at your plan. Let's see where you're at. You may be doing better off than you realize. 480-680-6868. Quick break and we're back with more. This is Success in the New Retirement with Damon Roberts and Matt Deaton.